The Woodman and the Axe. A woodman was a very poor man. He made money with his axe. He cut down trees to sell them. One day, the woodman was in the forest. He saw a good tree to cut down. The tree was near a pool. The woodman worked hard all day. He was tired. He could not hold his axe very well. The axe slipped out of his hands. It went into a pool. The woodman was very sad. He did not have another axe. He also did not have money. He could not buy another axe. He began to cry. The woodman thought he was alone in the forest. But then, the god Mercury came to him. Mercury asked,
"What happened? Why are you crying?"
The woodman said,
"I lost my axe in the pool. It is the only thing I have. I cannot make money without it."
Mercury jumped into the pool. He came up with a gold axe. He asked,
"Is this your axe?"
"No,"
said the honest woodman. Mercury put the axe on the bank by the pool. He jumped into the water again. Mercury came up with a silver axe. He asked,
"Is this your axe?"
The woodman said,
"No, my axe has a wood handle. It is very plain."
Mercury put the silver axe on the bank. He went into the water again. Mercury came up with an old axe. It was the woodman's axe. The woodman was very happy. He said,
"Oh, thank you for finding my axe."
Mercury was also happy. The woodman was honest. Mercury said,
"Thank you for your honesty. I will reward you with all three axes. The gold and silver axes are yours."
The woodman went back to his village. He was happy about his axes. He told everyone in the village. There were other woodmen in the village. They thought that they could also get a reward. They would lie to Mercury about their axes. The other woodmen went into the forest. They went to different places. They hid their axes. Then they pretended that they lost them. The woodman cried until Mercury came. Mercury went to the woodman. He talked to them one at a time. Mercury held up the gold axe. Mercury asked,
"Is this your axe?"
One of the other woodmen said,
"Oh, yes, it is mine."
But Mercury did not give him the gold axe. He hit him over the head with the axe. He went to the other woodman. He also was not honest. Mercury sent them home. The next day, The woodmen went to get their axes. One looked for his axe in a bush. One looked for his axe under a rock. When they looked for them, the axes were gone. Mercury had taken them. Honesty is the best policy.